So I am very excited today to have a guest on that anybody in the HTMX community will recognize. And I'm going to call the number he gave me here. Just bear with me for 1 second.
Hi, this is Colton.
Hi. I just want to make sure I have the right number.
Is this the computer thing?
Yes. No, this is Lazarus. I just wanted to make sure. Hi. We're recording is running.
We're live.
I'm very excited today. I am joined today by the CEO of HTMX, who I reached out to on Twitter. He's the programmer who created HTMX, author of Hypermedia Systems, along with a couple other people. But, you know, he's really been before HTMX, it was another project, Intercooler JS, which had been around for a long time. I sort of got into this more recently when HTMX has kind of a big online presence. They call him, internet meme, sort of a meme-driven development. And he's really pushed forward HTMX and kind of got it picked up in a way that, maybe it wouldn't have otherwise. Also, the original Grug Brain developer, if you haven't seen that site, this is really kind of the first thing that got me into this, which is kind of a very sort of humorous description of, the development world as seen through this sort of Grug character. Very funny. Anyway, I'm going on too long. This is, the man, the myth, the legend, the guy who created HTMX. So I don't know. Why don't you introduce yourself to the people who sort of don't know your story?
Well, thank you. I mean, that was quite an introduction. I'm not sure of all that, but my name is Colton Crotchy, and
wait. I'm sorry. I thought your name was Carson Gross, the CEO of HTMX.
No, Colton Crotchy. Mostly work in logistics, but I did, I did write that I was the CEO of HTMX, but,
Yeah, I came across your Twitter. You said you were the CEO or creator of HTMX. I thought that was
pretty... but it's kind of just like a thing. Like, a lot of people write that in their bio, It's like a meme, right? It's, when I used to be on Facebook, I would put like that I was the CEO of Taking Care of Business. I graduated from the School of Hard Knocks. And I just think like it's really funny to put crazy things in your bio on these sites. When I switched over to Twitter, I had Kafifi, Nasty Woman, I Persisted, I had Let's Go Brandon. A lot of funny pronoun ones that I probably shouldn't get into on, live radio, but, my nephew Troy is really into computers and he had, CEO of HTMX. And I basically just copied that cause I saw like him and a lot of his friends had that.
So a bunch of people have it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I think it was even like a trending topic at some point.
Shoot.
I mean, it's not a big deal.
It's okay. CEO of HTMX org. CEO of HTMX.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So there's like a whole bunch of people that sort of, and yours was CEO. You didn't say creator of HTMX.
Yeah. Yeah. Just CEO. I'm not 100% sure what it is either, but I hope that doesn't affect things going forward.
Well, no, I mean, I, um, I guess all my, you know, all my questions I have are written down for the creator of HTMX, who's Carson Gross. So, you know, I made a little mistake. I'm just thinking maybe we should cut this short. I don't think these questions are really going to make sense, I guess.
You know, this puts me in a tough position because I've never been on the radio before. And, you know, I told my ex-wife and kids and family to tune in. And, you know, like, they're probably listening to this right now. And you put me in a pretty mortifying situation. So what I'd ask you is, what are you going to do about this? You know?
I mean, I really honestly, I don't mean any disrespect. I thought you were someone else. I mean, we're not on the radio.
So
right now.
I even told my partner that I'd promote the business here. And I think you at least owe me a few minutes of time to sort of go over, you know, the story of Handbasket Logistics and, you know, everything that we do.
What was it?
Handbasket Logistics.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. I, like I said, I apologize. I didn't mean to mix you up with somebody else. But no, I mean, if I could ask a little bit about the Handbasket Logistics. What is that?
Where do you guys fall in, like, you know, like, in terms of content?
I guess I don't even know what that is.
In other words, do you work blue on this program? I guess is what I'm asking.
Are you, you mean language?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I wanted to kind of make that clear. This is a podcast, so it's going to go out, you know, when language doesn't matter. I swear on here.
Well, I'll keep it pretty PG. I'll keep it pretty PG, but so,
okay.
My background is basically I was born in Denora, Pennsylvania. It's like a small town outside of Pittsburgh. And my father was a police officer and my mother was a teacher. And they said, you've got to go into the trades. You know what I mean? And so I went to a technical school for welding. I dropped out. Got caught up in drugs a little bit, had gotten some fights, got a girl pregnant several times, and they basically, you know, with my father in the force, they said, you know, you can either go to jail or, you know, join the Navy. So I joined the Navy. That was an easy choice, you know?
Yeah.
And traveled around the world. Got married, got divorced. Basically, got into logistics from there. With my partner, Drew, we run Handbasket Logistics, and I'm basically in a different continent every day, shipping basically anything for anybody. We're talking supercars, weapons, anything really.
Jeez.
Where are you located?
I'm in Massachusetts.
If you could get to Boston, I could get you literally anything or anybody you want within 24 hours.
Jeez.
And so,
would you call it Handbasket Logistics?
Yeah. So if you could, I don't know if you could promote that in some way.
I mean, I feel like, you know, most of the people listening, I'm not trying to dissuade you at all from,
yeah.
I just want to warn you, like, we're speaking a little bit of a different language. When you say logistics, you just mean like delivering products,
people, basically anything or anybody can be moved.
Jeez. Okay.
So I owe a lot of people a lot of money, and we're kind of in a tight situation here. So any promotion at all?
Yeah. I mean, you know, the audience for the show is not big, but I mean, absolutely this, you know, like I put a couple tweets out about this, and it sort of said it was going to be somebody else. You know, like I said, I just made a little mistake. But I mean,
this is a paid opportunity, right? You're using my name and my company to promote your program.
No, I mean, honestly, like the audience is very small, and
where in Massachusetts did you say you were?
I mean, I think it doesn't, you know, the specific place in Massachusetts, I think just the U.S. is probably, you know, it's a global show. And I think just saying the U.S. is really close enough for, you know, for any listeners. I mean, do you guys use HTML? Do you guys use any sort of what kind of programming stuff do you guys use? If you,
like, I'm not great with computers, and I'm a desperate man, a dangerous desperate man.
Look, I'm not trying to, you know, I think it's very interesting, the work that you're doing.
Yeah.
But you know, I try to sort of keep these episodes kind of under. Yeah. No, get that.
This,
I think
is this we all would. 0545 number. Is that a landline?
No. I mean, this is not even my real phone. You know, I mean, this is something I use this specifically for making, you sort of long distance calls. I probably won't even have the same number in the future.
It was Lazarus Morris, right?
Well, I mean,
okay. All right. Well, thank you, Lazarus. I'll be in touch.
Well, there's really no need to. Hello? Colton?